Richie. I got a balloon for you. Don't you want a balloon? What's the matter? One balloon, not enough.
Try it!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Hello, Michael.
Farty poop fart.
I'm joined by Napier Paul, and special guests are Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Amen.
And you know, in 2005, I was driving home from a long evening. It was late, and I came up over a hill. It was fall. The leaves were changing. It was a beautiful time. And I came up over a hill, and in the turning lane was a wiener dog eating out of a pumpkin.
And how do you remember this was 2005?
And I rolled down my window, and I said, "Hey, you should get out of the street. You're going to get hit." And the wiener dog looked up at me from his pumpkin meal, and he started barking. And he didn't stop barking until I pulled away. Then he went back to eating his pumpkin. And I remember the next day at work, I was telling this story to a group of young African-American gentlemen that I worked with. And one of them said, "Man, you lying." As though that story was so far-fetched, there's no way it could possibly be true. And that's how I wanted to open the show, by telling that story of my younger days.
Man, you lying.
It's a good story, though, right?
How do you remember it was 2005?
I think I might have just made up the year.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. So Paul's annoyed. Paul, do you want to talk about it?
You know, not particularly, but if you would like me to talk about it, I certainly will.
No, let's hear it, man. Let's air this shit out.
Well, I mean, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with just, like, the immediate annoyances of the show? Or shall I start with the annoyances of life in general?
Well,
can we get to the overall and then narrow that down like a sniper?
No, let's narrow. Let's get right to the show.
Right to the show?
Right.
Okay, well, you know, you may be sitting there thinking, I have nothing to do with this annoyance. This is purely on Napier. But no, Mike, you share this annoyance.
It's my fault, too?
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay, let's
hear it. Everyone's fault.
Is it Drunk's fault?
You know, it could be Drunk's fault, but actually, Drunk's on my side.
Okay. Drunk's probably
drunk
on your
drunk,
side no matter
drunk,
what.
Unknowingly
the, drunk
helping me.
Drunk's a ride-or-die bitch, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
But you go ahead.
So, you know...
Yeah, we started late.
Napier
was late. I thought he was taking a bath. He was actually taking a nap. It sounded like bath. And then when I heard bath, I was like, oh, well, this is funny. We're going to talk all about Napier taking baths. But yeah, no, we started late. The guys before us started a little late. And so I thought it was win-win. I'd give them an extra 10 minutes. I'll give Napier time to get here.
You'll just take my 10 minutes. Is that what it is?
Paul, you
Everyone
showed up.
Everyone gets consideration for their 10
You
minutes,
showed up at 7:55, and you went and you smoked a cigarette. You were able to collect yourself. I didn't do you a disservice. You'll get out of here at the same time you always
no,
do.
No, Well, that's the thing. The same time I always do has progressively gotten later and later. It was like, hey, you want to do this show live from 8 to 9?
Paul, buddy.
Sure.
Eight to nine? You're not getting paid. You're not obligated to be here. If a time hits and we're still going and you just want to get up and walk out, I won't be mad at you.
Well, that seems, you're a that man, seems shitty.
You're a man on a schedule. I understand. You're in demand.
I have lots
you
of
have
pot
shit
to
smoke do
and Netflix to watch.
All I right. know. I mean
very
like
busy.
if something's going on at your house at 9:30 to where if we're riffing and you got to get the fuck out of here, I understand. No ill will whatsoever.
You could just yell ding 9 o'clock. We'll be like, oh shit, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I could do those things.
Oh, I mean, you know, me and Napier have our like togetherness bonding time before the show, and you don't want to participate in that. I understand. You don't want to, you know, be buddy buddy. You wanna do your own thing, and that's cool. You go ahead and do that. You spend most of the time over here texting anyway. What do you give a shit if we start 10 minutes late?
It was more a matter of me getting home 10 minutes later.
Well, I mean, it's not like we have like, you know, a set thing. We riff for an hour and then we go home. Sometimes we just go late because we're just having so much fun.
Right.
Right. So do you think that the fun will definitely take at least 75 minutes?
And I'm not sure what your question is.
I got
so
it.
Do you have more? Is that the only thing?
Yeah, what are your other annoyances?
Well, that would be my annoyance about the, you know, this particular night of the show, yes.
Well, what else do you want to get out? I mean,
well,
I
specifically said I did not want to discuss it. So it's not me wanting to get it out. It would be you asking.
Yeah, but
well,
okay. I really want to know.
Well,
I
clearly
really do.
This is a form of therapy. We're all open here, and it's your turn.
Well, I mean, just, you know, normal shit. The job is annoying as piss. Fucking,
yeah.
I don't get paid enough.
Right.
I should get paid more.
Right.
They want me to go, like, train some shit that I've not done in like 5 fucking years. They're like switching my project up completely.
Do you
without
get extra-
even like asking me. I don't really get a choice in it. In fact, everyone else fucking knows, and they have yet to officially tell me. So like, fuck them. You know, I went today to work and I read like 400 pages of Game of Thrones. Like, fuck them. I clocked in. I locked the door. I said, fuck you all.
I've been playing some car game at my job all week. I haven't done one thing. I've been you can make your car better if you make a certain amount of money, and I've made like the first 5 cars you can get like all the best you can, and it's really stupid, and I hate doing it. But what else am I gonna do? Work?
Is this an iPhone app?
Yeah.
Is it that Hill Climb Racer?
No, it's called a Road Warrior. I suggest Road Warrior if you have a job that you don't actually work at, because you can kill full days playing Road Warrior.
Are the cars at least good to look at?
Napier, do you have stuff that's bothering you? Do you want to get... I mean, we're getting it all out there, baby. I'm kind of annoyed that you've been late 2 weeks in a row.
My bad.
Not going to lie. I'm also kind of annoyed that we haven't had dinner. I was starting to look forward to that.
Well, that's my bad.
And I'm kind of annoyed that you don't ever answer your phone.
I didn't have it on me.
Why not?
It was in the car.
Why? What's it doing in there? That's a stupid place for a phone.
Me and my buddy were listening to the podcast on the way home, and I left my phone in the car. I thought we would have
fun. He was sharing the podcast.
So do you have him as like a captive audience, and you're like, hey man, listen to my podcast, and like he's getting a free ride. So
he's holding him for ransom. Listen to this. Listen to it now.
He's getting a free ride, so he's not going to be like, no man, let's listen to music.
I would never say that out loud.
Never say what out loud?
That,
hey man,
you better, we're going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing that's going to be on. And you better make comments about it.
Does it seem
that are supportive?
A bit narcissistic to say, hey, I'll give you a ride. We just have to listen to me talking on podcast form the whole time. No big deal. Oh, can we listen to like a famous podcast or one that, you know, people enjoy?
No, you're going to listen
to
my podcast.
The one I do
number,
on a weekly basis.
Number 11. On the Dorktown Indie Podcast.
Are we climbing that?
We are, yeah.
We're almost top 10,
honorable
baby.
Mention to number 22 to number 11. So, yeah. How's our ass taste, number 12 through 25? Ha!
Rapid ascension.
Yeah.
So, I also, like, you know, I normally... I would prefer probably to eat dinner when I get done with the podcast.
Yeah.
Because that way it's like, you know, I'm not in
even
a rush.
On time. Isn't that late?
You know, that's late, right?
It is pretty late.
But, you know, and you know, when I get hungry, I get annoyed anyway. But, like, so my wife, as great as she is, tonight she fucked dinner up, right? And, like...
Does she listen to this?
So I backhanded her.
I knew that's where that was going.
No, but, like...
Paul, I'm setting a timer for 9 o'clock, and we're going to get you out of here on time, buddy.
No, I mean, you asked about my annoyances. I'm
36 minutes. We're getting you out of here on time. All right, go ahead.
So, you know...
Actually, I don't want to set it on there.
She asked, hey, do you want to eat dinner before the podcast or after? I'm like, well, you know, I usually prefer after, but, you know, as long as we can get it done before, that's fine. So she burns the rice. Dinner's ready at, like, 7:20. I'm like, okay, so I got to, like, shovel down my dinner and, like, try to come over here. And, like, I'm kind of annoyed, but, like, she cooks dinner all the time and never fucks it up. So, like, I can't really be annoyed.
But
right?
when she's under pressure, that's when she doesn't come through for you.
Right. The one time I'm like, hey, you know. And actually, I think I said these words, like, well, we can eat before, you know, as long as I don't want to, like, rush through dinner or anything. And then, you know, so that's another annoyance.
And then you had an extra 10 minutes...
Right, but it was over here.
But it was
outside,
over here.
Not with my dinner.
Right, right. So it all just kind of came to fruition.
Why don't you have dinner over here?
Because I like eating dinner with my wife.
It's I'll tell
her
you.
Day off, so
well,
she,
bring,
like,
her,
has
bring
time
your
to,
wife.
To cook a good dinner, you know.
Bring your wife. We'll hang out and eat dinner.
Speaking of your wife totally unfollowed me on Twitter.
Did she?
She followed me, and then I said something to her, like, you know. Oh, wow, I can't believe your name... Her name is, like, what, AK-47 or something?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe that wasn't taken. And then she fucking unfollowed me. It was like, I was just talking to you, fuck.
I think she got hacked. She has had Twitter for
all right.
5 days.
All right, that's what everybody says.
I wouldn't think that's why she unfollowed
me. That's what everybody says. Oh, if something bad happens and you catch it, it's because they were hacked. Fucking unfollowed me. I was so bummed out. I was like, I can't believe Paul's wife unfollowed me on Twitter.
Yeah,
I can.
I'll
you
ask
say
her
horrible
about that.
Things.
We'll see what she says. But on top of that, like, she wants a baby, man.
Oh, yeah?
She's always asking me about a baby now. Every month, it's like, do you want me to take my pills again? It's like, yes! I don't have any fucking money. You know? But
get
like,
a dog.
Well, you know, we'd have money if you didn't buy so much weed. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I guess I could. She never says that.
Well, that and if
but like, I think that's what she's thinking.
If there's a baby around, then you probably got to cut back on the weed too, right?
Well, I just can't smoke it around the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll still get high. Otherwise, why would I? You know, that'd be way more fun to play with a baby while you're stoned. Otherwise, that just it'll fucker just annoy me. Like, you're loud.
Like he is tonight.
Annoying, you know. Right, and that's I didn't get to smoke a bowl between the dinner and the coming to the podcast because all rushed.
Yeah, but now you can go home and do your smoking, and then you can have that entire time is free time.
Thank you for joining us on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio program. To participate in the show, our telephone number is 309-740-1430, or reach us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
So I was asked on the Twitter this week what your name is on Xbox because people want to play Xbox with you. And I don't know if that's like something that you're not interested in, but like our fans want to play Xbox with you.
If they want to. Okay.
So tell them what your thing is on Xbox.
On Xbox,
don't feel pressured, Napier. If you want to tell our fans to fuck off, just tell them to fuck off.
If they want to play me on Xbox, they can. I mean, you might as well be playing with your 45-year-old uncle that, you know, just got like, hey, kids, I'm fun too, aren't I? It's not going to be fun. You'll hear me say horrible things. Like, I say absolutely incredibly horrible things when I'm on Xbox.
I think that they listen to you say horrible things here. So
oh my god, I will go whenever.
They must like your horrible things.
When I get on Halo and I get the fucking tank, I just start screaming rape train over and over again, And I make sure those little fuckers can hear me because I'm screaming so loud. Like, you motherfuckers, this is a goddamn rape train, and the rape train don't make stops.
Choo-choo.
He's very animated. Choo-choo,
motherfucker.
Right,
so
he would be much more interesting to play with Napier than me. I'm always just, I'm by the, you know, business-like when I'm playing.
I get angry.
I play to win, and I tell you what we need to do to win.
Well, do you have an Xbox? You have a PlayStation. Me and you are PlayStation guys. Right.
I have no plan when I come into a game. I bitch and moan the entire time. I scream and yell profanities. It's just a constant string of profanities coming out of my skull.
There's been a whole lot of talking about what to expect, but you haven't answered my question yet.
My Xbox handle is extra, like the word extra, and then zero spelled out. And then the number 8.
Extra 08.
Yes, like the Gundam anime.
And Paul, do you want to give out yours? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Holy Roller 13, but I only play Call of Duty, and I play to win. So if you suck, don't.
And that's on PlayStation. And I'm Shoza, but I'm never on.
Mike's the only one that I play with. And Mike and Drunk, you both are like the only people I play with that suck. Everyone else is like a high level of standards to play Call of Duty.
Yeah. So
I just get that fucking grenade launcher and I just launch my grenades and I just sit back and listen. You cocksucking little camping motherfucker! I knew where you were at the entire time.
So you get on the headset and you do the whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't talk to people. I feel weird talking. I mean, what if their moms hear what I say to them?
I don't give a shit. Why do you give a shit?
Yeah, well, that's their problem.
Yeah.
Your mom heard me talking about fucking you in the ass. That's something you got to deal with.
Yeah, your mom's heard me say fucking nasty shit, and she still lets me in her house. No, she don't. She don't let me in her house no more. Your dad threatened to kick my ass that one time, and I bet he could have done it.
You think?
Yeah, I can't run too fast.
Right.
I'm not really a fighter. I got a glass jaw.
Have you seen all of the hubbub about this Ouya thing? This game system that's $100. Did you see that advertised anywhere?
No, I mean, yeah. I've heard of it, but like,
it's all open to like independent game makers, and you can hack it, and you can.
I foresee that as being like stability within a platform is why you get a platform.
Yeah,
but the president of the company, who is a woman, and I won't hold that against her, but
sounds like you are.
Yeah, I definitely am when it comes to video games. So. The president of the company came out and she said, every year we're going to release a new unit that's going to be more powerful than the last unit. And that sounds like, well, you got this unit, but next year you're going to have to give us another $100 if you want to be a part of the real gaming community. Like, wow, that's a little fucked up.
So it's like the one before it will become obsolete every year.
Yeah, so
and then nobody will be making kind of like PlayStation 2 now.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like I have my Xbox, and I think I might have paid $500 when that thing came out. Well, the thing's been out for 8 years. That's less than $100 a year.
The thing that our buddy Indio Techno on the Twitter pointed out was the system with one controller is $100, and then if you want a second controller, it's another $50. So Jesus. It's like, I mean, like, at that point, you might as well buy a second system.
Yeah, no shit.
But then again, if you're... But I thought, from the only thing that I was looking at, I don't give a shit about the Android games and all that. I very rarely play video games. But I thought that them saying basically that you could stick all of like the old emulator ROMI deals from like the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo, I thought that would be fun.
You can already do that on your phone.
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
I've got
a
Nintendo and a Super Nintendo emulator on my phone.
Yeah, some of them are even free, like the emulators. You can just...
Do you have to, like, jailbreak your phone or something to do that?
No, they're perfectly fine.
You must
fine.
Have an iPhone, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't want an iPhone.
Yeah, you can do that on Android.
They would not let you do that on an iPhone.
Well, that sucks.
Android don't give a fuck.
I want to play Excitebike.
Excitebike would be good. Mario, really hard with the touchscreen.
Yeah.
Because it just gives you like a little controller, you know, basically at the bottom of your screen.
It can't be any worse than the PSP.
Precise. But like for like RPGs and like things that aren't really precision games. It's really good.
So what you're saying is I don't want an Ouya. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I don't know why you would want an Ouya.
Seems like anything you would play on the Ouya, you would be able to play on your tablet. Like, that's the kind of games it's going to get you. Angry Birds and... I mean, I could be completely wrong, but...
Yeah.
No, that's what it's going to have.
I mean, it's like major developers aren't going to be releasing things for this system.
Well, I...
No, especially not when it's a hackable system and you can just take their code and do whatever the fuck you want with it. No real developer's going to want to do that. Like, oh, well, indie developers will. Oh, boy, it'll be a shit pile. Yeah. iTunes has got a whole bunch of fucking apps on it, but when half of them are fart noises, why do you give a shit? It's going to be nothing but fart noises for your TV. You might as well have a giant turd that just replaces Earthworm Jim and Earthworm Jim games and just shits around the screen. And actually, that would be a really fun game.
We should get on that.
Yeah, we should.
We could sell it for $1.
Shitpile Jim?
Yeah, Shitpile Jim. He just flops. He's just a big, giant poop, and he just flops around your screen killing enemies.
And he shoots people and says, groovy!
What was his other catchphrase, too?
Oh, there was another catchphrase. I know, that sounds pretty good.
I remember when he got hit, he went, ayo! And when something happened, he went, groovy! I think I have Earthworm Jim. I need to find my Super Nintendo.
I got that
Earthworm
somewhere,
Jim
too.
Was a good one.
Yeah. I never got past the second level, but... The first level was kind of
There was
fun.
A level on there where you were fighting like Peter Puppy, and he was throwing things, and you were saving puppies with like a trampoline. Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And they played like, na 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 in the background. And I just remember as like a kid, I would leave it on that because I liked the music. And like, I would just like leave the TV on that level to listen to the song.
It was an awesome fucking song.
Because this is before... Otherwise, like, nowadays I just look it up on YouTube. But, like, I had no way to just...
In the early days of dial-up internet, I thought the coolest thing ever was I downloaded the MIDI files of all of the Mega Man soundtracks. And I would just hang out at my computer and rock out to the Mega Man music. Mega Man had the best music, man.
That was the era of downloading, like... Wave files and like, because it was like before you could really download videos, so you would just download like funny GIFs or
yeah,
funny sounds.
Or oh, like that Santa Claus thing where it would like do weird shit on your screen and other crap like that.
Like the Bonsai Buddy?
Oh no, not like Bonsai Buddy. Oh Christ, not like
what, Bonsai was that Buddy. A legitimate thing at one point or was it like. Hideous malware the entire
time. It's always
been,
from every point that I've ever known it, it's been hideous malware.
Okay. I thought at one point it was like this cute little guy that was not harmful to your computer.
I'm going to go with no, it's always been horrible. And you'd always have to like, your aunt calls you up like, oh, I don't know why my computer's slow, and there's like 10 fucking toolbars and Bonsai Buddies down there and weather bugs going off. Oh, God.
Before we go to break, just a quick thing. I saw... Jesse was telling me at the bar the other day about there's going to be a Tom Cruise movie that comes out next year called All You Need Is Kill. And the point... The premise of the movie is it's like... It's Groundhog Day. Like, he lives the same day over and over again, but he's fighting a... Martian invasion, and every day he dies, and then like the next day he has the experience from the day before that he can build on so that he keeps getting better and better and better to then fight the Martians. And it's like Groundhog Day only with like an alien fight.
They
and
should
it
make
sounds
Bill Murray one of the aliens.
Fucking awesome. I am so on board. I'm sure it's gonna suck. I'm sure it's not gonna
sounds
be good,
good
but the premise is awesome.
War of the Worlds had a good premise, too, and he shipped that movie up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
But it sounded pretty cool, and he was telling me about it, and I was pretty excited about it. Then again, he gets really into the Fast and the Furious movies, too, so who can really trust his judgment?
Yeah, obviously he likes gay movies. So I have two questions for you.
Okay.
These are follow-ups from previous podcasts that I finally listened to.
Like... Really old ones, right?
Really, really old ones.
You're going back and listen to our back episodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Number one, when you moved, did you find all of your phones?
Napier, first of all, you were at our episodes.
Yes.
You participated in them.
Yes, I participate in life, and I don't really know what's going on.
Things later on? Like, when I listen to the podcast, a lot of times I'll think of stuff that I probably should have said then. I guess this is one of those situations.
Yeah, it's something along those lines. Like, oh, yeah, that happened. I wonder what happened with that.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, ask your questions.
You originally had lost, like, 3 out of 4 phones that you bought in a 4-pack of phones.
Oh, yeah, we have 4 cordless phones.
Yeah, you lost 3 of them, and you had 1.
Right.
And you said during a podcast that, you know, you couldn't find them.
We have them, I think. I know we have some of them. The batteries are dead, and, like, we don't use our house phone, so I don't go buy new batteries. But we have a couple. I think we have more active phones in this house than people living here. So, yeah, we have them. We found them. I lost one of my PlayStation 3 controllers, which I'm really bummed out about. I have one of them, but I don't have the other one. And so it's kind of bumming me out.
There's follow a Groupon up. For $35 PlayStation 3 controllers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is, they're usually like
$55. Yeah, that's not bad. What's the other question?
Did you ever get your doors installed into your house?
What doors?
Your doors for your hallway, to the rooms in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
Which one of your friends did you con into doing that?
No, I did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
What was the problem?
It was upside down.
Didn't you turn it upside down to try to get it to fit?
Yeah, I fixed it. It's all good.
Is that like turning the USB port upside down and it not fitting?
It must be, yeah. I don't know. It was a hinge or something. I don't know. I fucked with it long enough that it worked.
Fuck yes.
Does that make you feel like more of a man?
No. I felt like a tremendous girly piece of shit.
See, the other day, my...
Thanks for reminding me, by the way.
My gutters, like, came off my house.
Yeah.
And, like, I went to the hardware store and bought, like, nails and shit. And I went up there and nailed them some bitches in. And afterwards, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I haven't been up on my roof yet. I should do that.
Yeah. Should nail some shit in.
Wait till it's not so damn windy, though.
Install one of those weather chickens that they used to have in the 1950 movies.
Is it that spin around and tell you what direction the wind's blowing?
Yeah.
A weather vane?
Yeah, weather vane. That looks like a chicken.
The old weather chicken.
I think they look like cocks.
Yeah. speaking of you feeling manly, have you learned yet to put on a spare tire on your car?
Yeah, I call Chris Dick.
Oh, excellent. As long as that's a reliable way.
All right, we're taking a break. We'll be back in 6 or 7 minutes. Paul might not be. It's getting late.
Brad, I gotta go at precisely at 9.
The Mr. Producer Show, not your normal interview.
Actually, you know, the thing that's really getting these two going over here is every time you guys say about, these guys just start trying to crack up.
Don't bring that up.
I just brought it up.
How do you feel about house music?
How do I feel about house music?
Let me take a line from Buzz and say, hold on, I'm getting my pants down.
Oh, this is definitely one of the better interviews we've had on this show. This ranks right up there with Kick and Deja Vu.
I wasn't here for that. I'm ranking this number one in my book. That's going in Captain's Log as number one over here. I don't know about you.
No, that was the one where I had 3 black guys in here, and the one guy, his nickname was Bigga Nigga. He was 6'8".
That was
hilarious. Have you met Dick Dover? Basically a black dick.
Oh, okay. Standing in your studio, a black dick. Okay, got it.
No, he was a blast, and he had some good stories.
That black dick was a blast.
And you fucking guys are laughing at us about a boot.
And the Canadians out of left field. Home run. Yeah. Oh,
the Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
And now Uncle Salt Whistles tells us about some of his favorite things.
I like to turn wet meat into dry meat. I used to have this cat named Patches. And one night, I got drunk. And I was so drunk, I decided to fuck my cat Patches. Her name wasn't originally Patches. But you see, my daddy taught me taxidermy. And when I got through fucking this cat, I had to patch her up. I put felt in her and a little sleeve that I could put my lube in and now I fuck Patches on a daily basis. Patches don't mind no much no more. But originally, she really hated it. She was screaming and crying, and then she was silent. She was silent forever. Now, my wife wanted me to bury her out in the backyard, but I don't see any reason to throw away just a perfectly good cat just because you fucked it. Everybody else would say, no, you can't keep that cat. It's all full of blood and semen. I was like, no, it's fine. You just fill it full of felt, and you stuff the fuck hole with a Ziploc bag. Now you can have sex with the cat with the Ziploc bag. You fill it full of lube, and you just fuck the Ziploc bag. Why doesn't anybody do this but me? You guys seem to think that just because something seems retarded, that it is. But it works, so therefore it's not retarded.
Hi everyone, I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
And you're listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, just dial 309-740-1430 or contact us on the Skypes at WFO Dicks.
Or you can press star WFO Dicks from any mobile phone.
I don't think that works.
That's not true, but it would be cool if we could do that.
So... I don't know. I've had this idea, and it's how we're going to make our millions.
Okay.
And I might have already mentioned this on the podcast. I mean, I only have like five or six things.
Church mall?
No. We've talked about church mall, but this is. Have I talked about my fast food restaurant idea?
No.
Okay. I just
is Alice going to be there?
Yes, absolutely. I just want like a Rally's sized or if you're on one of the coasts, Checkers, because yeah. A Rally's sized restaurant with a drive through on either side, and the menu is going to have beverages and three items. The menu is going to be very basic: small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon.
That sounds like one item.
Yeah.
Just in different bags.
No, all it is a drive-through bacon restaurant. You just get you a bag of bacon, and then you leave. And then you just... I mean, like, when
you
go...
Can you do bread with the bacon?
No. Bacon. That's it.
Can we get different varieties?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, offer, like, several different kinds of bacon. Like, pepper bacon or, like maple bacon and...
And different preparations. You know, you have to have, like, your deep-fried bacon... And your chocolate covered bacon.
So we're not just handing them a bag bacon. Full of greasy bacon.
Well, no, that's there too.
Small bag of bacon, medium bag of bacon, large bag of bacon.
Completely undrained. just flat top to your sack.
No, but seriously, when you go to a restaurant and you get you a sandwich that has bacon on it, what's the best part of that sandwich? The bacon.
The bacon's usually terrible at fast food restaurants.
Yeah, McDonald's
like
has horrible bacon.
And like,
or
it's
burnt.
A weird circle configuration. Like, what's up with that? I've never seen any bacon in a circular patty.
Now, you're telling me you're driving to work in the morning. You see Mike's Bacon-O-Rama on the side of the road. You're going to stop and get some fucking bacon and a beverage. It will offer, we'll have coffees too. Have a whole bunch of different coffees. You get you some coffee. Get you a small bag of bacon, you know, just as a snack on your way. Then for lunch, you're going to want more bacon.
See, I think as a one-time thing, like, yeah, you can get by with just your standard bacon. But I think if you want repeat customers, you're going to have to offer a variety of bacon goods.
Yeah, but that won't even take that much. I mean, like, you know, you have like a little station with a bunch of different things that you could throw on the bacon.
Right.
No problem.
You're going to have baked bacon for the health conscious, you know?
I mean, like, all
bacon
you're going to
bacon.
All you're going to goddamn do...
Grilled bacon? Smoked bacon?
Is you're going to have one truck come, and drop off a fuckload of bacon. So, I mean, like, you probably get a pretty good bulk discount on some fucking bacon. Because that's all you're offering. And soda's cheap.
I like it. I think it's a moneymaker.
How could it not be?
Because nobody wants to eat a bag full of greasy bacon.
Napier.
Everyone wants to eat a bag full of greasy bacon.
You're in the minority if you're sitting here telling me that you don't want a big bag of bacon right now.
No, I would definitely go for a bag of bacon right now.
Would you give them the option of the crispy bacon or the chewy bacon?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you could, you know, specify what kind of bacon you want.
You should make them ask. Like, when you order a burger at, like, a restaurant, like, when you go get how do you want your burger cooked? You get to say, you know, how do you want your bacon?
When you
and
go
like, it's super crispy, almost burnt.
When you go
you.
Get, like, a bucket of chicken, I mean, you can specify, hey, man, if I want more drumsticks, you know. You say, hey, man, I want some of the crispier bacon in your...
How do you prefer your bacon, Michael?
Man, I don't give a fuck. I just like bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have no preference?
Have you had candy
I'm
bacon?
I'm trademarking this right now. By the way, copyright.
I don't think you can trademark this. It's not
trademark
a
Mike
bacon.
Moore, 2013, yeah. Mike's Bacon-O-Rama, the bacon-only fast food restaurant.
I'm pretty sure if somebody could, like...
Mike's Bacon Check. I like it, Paul. You're my partner now. You just got
to... No, I'm your competition. I have copyrighted Mike's Bacon Check.
You can't! You're not Mike!
Doesn't matter. Fucking Mrs. Fields doesn't own the fucking... Sally Field shit. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fucking some cookie bitch doesn't own the.
Right. I'm sure Otis Spunkmeyer does not own Otis Spunkmeyer cookies.
And Famous Amos is long dead.
Right. So you'll have Mike's Bacon-O-Rama and I'll have Mike's Bacon Shack.
And you'll be next door to each other.
I just eat every day. I just trademarked the idea of
you
the bacon restaurant.
Mike's Bacon-O-Rama. I'm going with Mike's Bacon Shack.
That's a better name, though! Oh, fuck!
And I'm going to call my station Oinkles. Oinkles, motherfucker.
Just call it pig fat.
Yeah.
Oh, I like Oinkles, too. You guys both have better names than me.
How about Oinkles Bacon Shack?
Oh, snap.
Oh, so now you guys are partners? You just cut me out of my own idea. You sons of bitches.
And we're also going to offer back bacon, which you won't.
Why won't I?
Because it's not real bacon. It's back bacon.
You got to get that center cut bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're going to offer more flavors.
We're
going to offer mango habanero.
Can we get pork rinds to go with our bacon?
See, I don't know if I'm down with mango habanero bacon.
No, it's delicious.
Well, I mean, you don't have to like awesome. All the bacons that you offer.
Yeah, you're
See,
not
I
eating
think that's
it.
The
it's a variety, though.
Me in restaurants. Like, I wouldn't want to serve anything that I didn't personally find delicious, which means, like, my meal, you know, my menu would be very, very small.
Well, I hate those mushroom Swiss burgers, but I'm sure they sell a fuck ton of them. I mean, they wouldn't be there if people wouldn't order them.
But my restaurant's not for people. It's for me. Fuck people.
We should open a bar.
Only us will drink there.
Yeah, there'll be bacon vodka and bacon whiskey.
Have you had bacon donuts? I keep seeing bacon donuts, and I'm like, so intrigued.
Where do you see bacon donuts?
Old Town has them.
Oh, shit. And they're 24 hours, too.
And they got, like, the maple frosting with the bacon on top.
I saw something a while back that was bacon cheeseburgers on a Krispy Kreme donut bun. And I've always wanted to do that. I thought that it would be cool if we
have you done
had a
the,
barbecue.
The cheeseburgers using bacon grilled cheese sandwiches as the buns?
Oh, our hockey team got a new sponsorship at a place called Shamrocks in St. Charles.
Yeah.
And they do it's called the O Fatty Melt, and it's two grilled cheese sandwich buns on like a bacon cheeseburger. It's so good.
Yeah, we've made those at home, except the bacon on the grilled cheeses. And yeah, it's amazing. You feel like you're going to die probably afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah. You can only eat like half of one.
Oh, I ate the full thing, but I'm a fan.
Right.
So.
Well, one of these days, we're doing Krispy Kreme donut bun bacon cheeseburgers. That's going to happen.
I don't feel like the Krispy Kreme donut would have the structural integrity for the type of cheeseburger I typically make.
No, you got to squish them down. Like you take... one Krispy Kreme donut and squish it.
As the bottom.
Yeah, and then one for the top.
That makes more sense.
I had to go... I have to go see bad movies because I like having a girlfriend. And I had to go see The Lucky One, which was a...
Did you see War Horse?
Nicholas Sparks movie. No, I did not see War Horse. But I saw the trailer for the new Nicholas Sparks movie.
Who the fuck is Nicholas Sparks?
He writes really bad romance novels, and I think that they're all the same. I think he rewrites the same book over and over again, because in The Lucky One, it was a guy who went to a small town and hooked up with a chick who had a mean ex-boyfriend. And that was, he had to protect her from the mean ex-boyfriend. And in this one, the girl moves to the small town and hooks up with a guy, and then her mean ex-boyfriend finds her in the small town, and he has to protect her from the mean ex-boyfriend. So it's the same movie, essentially. The only thing that changed...
What if it's part two and the dude in the original movie died? Like,
no, it's different. Well, it's different people. Well, but it's the same premise. It's just, the only thing that changed is who was the one that moved. So, like, who went and bought the U-Haul truck is the only thing that changed. And it's different people starring in the same parts. It's the same movie.
So,
and that's what you got to do. You got to find one formula and then just keep doing it over and over again.
Like Kevin Smith? Kevin Smith just basically did, you know, Jay and Silent Bob hang around. And then he made millions.
So speaking of ripping movies, you know how you ripped Hansel and Gretel a couple weeks back?
Right.
So you're going to start ripping that, like, new Jack and the Beanstalk movie? Because it's like the same thing. It's a kids movie, except with adults. And
yeah, but it's for kids, though.
That's
Hansel
one.
And Gretel's like a... It looked like The Matrix, only they used... Fable as the title.
Are you sure that's a little kids movie? Because people die in that trailer.
In the Jack and the Beanstalk
movie?
There's
like a bunch of people dying.
I'm not shitting necessarily on that they're remaking a kid's story. I'm shitting on that they look like they're in The Matrix and they named it Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
I thought that was stupid.
Have you seen that Disney is going to be doing spin-offs of Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard there's supposed to be like a Yoda origin movie.
A Yoda origin movie?
Yeah, and like I think there's supposed to be a Boba Fett one, or Boba Fett, I'm sorry.
Didn't we see his origin story? He was a clone?
I don't know, but doesn't it seem at this point that like, I don't know, I'm done with it, right?
I am are sick guys, and tired of fucking origin stories.
They'll keep bleeding it. As
but
long
I mean,
as
like,
I can.
The first one, I might have even been with you. I went and saw the first one, like, the night it came out.
And yeah, by the first
like
one,
the first one of our generation.
And okay. Joey kept farting during that movie.
Right.
The like, entire time.
I was super
just making
excited
farts.
To see it. And then by the time the third one of those came out, it was like, yeah, I don't care. In
well,
fact, I didn't
they were
care
just
so much.
Bad movies.
They stole, like, my joy of the old ones, too. Like, I was like, you know what? The old ones weren't that good either. But I used to love the old ones. I think the new ones, like, tainted it.
I'm so fucking done with their goddamn origin shit. Like, oh, well, you get to see these guys growing up. Like, no, I want to see a new original fucking story with new characters.
There isn't a Star Wars movie that I've seen twice. I've seen all of them once. And that was enough.
I saw the originals several times.
I'll tell you.
I saw them again when they got remastered. And
I'll tell you what I've watched millions of times is Spaceballs.
Spaceballs. Is a
watched a lot of Spaceballs.
Spaceballs is awesome.
Star Wars, not really.
I've watched all the original ones and I like the original ones.
They were good,
but the last three that came out were just utter shit.
They were movies,
and I don't.
I watched
see...
them and I was like, yeah. That's about as good as I thought it would be.
I just don't understand why they keep rehashing old shit when they could just make a new original fucking story set in the Star Wars universe. That would be fun. That would be something I would want to see.
The remakes were a new original story. It was just a bad story.
It was just a horribly bad story, but it was the same characters we've always seen.
Who?
There was Obi-Wan was in it.
That
Yoda was in it. Boba Fett was in it. Luke.
Well, I mean, they have to have some people, but the main characters weren't in it. Luke Skywalker wasn't in it. Harrison Ford wasn't in it. Leia wasn't in it.
Yeah, but all the background characters were.
Yeah, but the background characters, sure.
But they didn't need their own trilogy. Nobody really said, "Hey, dude, I want to see Darth Vader grow up." Like, no, I could not give two shits less.
You might not have, but there were people that were clamoring.
Doesn't it take away from like the iconic scene of like Luke, I am your father? Like, if you've already watched like.
Yeah,
Vader grow up, and you already know he's.
But you haven't already. They came first.
Well, yeah, but like they came first to people who were alive. But like, if you know, you show a 12-year-old kid these movies,
they're gonna. So you think that they would watch them?
I mean, chronologically, the order, you know, would be.
So you think it takes the piss out of it?
A little bit.
And you already know how the fucking story is going to end. Well, you already know how it's going to end. It's stupid.
I can think of very few instances where making additional movies, I mean, sure to make money, but where it improved the overall product. Can you name any?
Terminator 2.
Good. That's the fallback. That's right. Always the one that comes up. Because it really was better than the first.
I enjoyed Back to the Future 2 as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The Back to the Future movies were good.
That was really one whole story.
The three Indiana Jones movies were good.
What was the?
But then they
the
bastardized it with the fourth one. What?
What was the first Indiana Jones? Was that Temple of Doom?
No, I think that was the second
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay, so then the second one of those was better. The Lost Ark was not my favorite. I would say Holy Grail. And then Temple of Doom.
But I mean, in modern times, anytime they've made a sequel to a good movie, it hadn't been very good. I'd say you could probably rank the Transformers movies in order from first to third. First one was good. The second one, not so good. The third one, not so good.
I haven't even seen the third one.
It all went downhill when they got rid of Megan Fox.
Hangover 2 wasn't too bad.
No, The Hangover 2.
The Hangover 2 was the Hangover 1, though.
Yeah, but it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, the Transporter movies have got considerably bad.
Yeah, at least they got. You know, they started naming them different things.
You know, the Mission Impossible movies. I'd say the third one was okay.
Is that the long-haired one?
The fourth one sucked.
The long-haired one was the lamest.
Did you know they made a Transporter TV show?
No.
It doesn't have Jason Statham. It has some other guy. I tried watching it. I made it like 5 minutes. It's not very good.
But yeah, they're in order of how bad shit normally gets, you make a movie and it's awesome. Great. You have a lot of potential making an original movie. You make a sequel, your potential for fucking it up is pretty damn good. You make an origin story or a prequel, you don't have much room not to fuck up. You will fuck this up, and people are going to hate it. But people will watch it because they're dumbasses.
What about like the Bond movies? The Bond movies were, you know,
well they
were shitty the whole time, pretty much. But
the last one was actually pretty good. I thought it was good. But I mean, like, you know, you look at fucking Meet the Parents.
Yeah,
I mean
Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, it's like I mean. They had an okay movie. It did well. Well, fuck. What can we do?
I think Look Who's Talking To took it to a next level. All right,
this topic's over.
We're done. That was really when Kirstie Alley was at her prime.
And then they had Look Who's Talking 3.
And then
Look Who's Talking 2 is really when it hit stride, guys.
Then it was all downhill after that.
Two Men and a Little Lady? Come on.
They're making
now.
Another oh. one.
Are
They're
they
making
really?
Another Two Men and a... Or Three Men and a whatever.
Is Steve Guttenberg going to be in it?
Fuck yeah, Steve Guttenberg. I saw something about all three of them are coming back.
Nice.
How fucking stupid is that?
And the new Ghostbusters is apparently it might be coming.
They're going to make that terrible.
No, Bill Murray. Bill Murray's going to make it awesome.
Oh, is Bill Murray in it?
Bill Murray. The Bill Murray top said. Of the A-list. Bill Murray said the only way he would do that movie is if he died in the first 10 minutes, and he got to be a ghost.
Yeah, I think
so. Automatically, this could be awesome.
I think they're making a second Zombieland too.
Yeah, they're. I think they're making a second Zombieland.
That was a good one.
See, but they don't need to.
No, they don't.
Was really good.
The first one was good.
The first one was completely fine.
Stop.
They can't stop. It made
do
money.
Do something else.
It made too much money. You can't just turn down free money. If you grew a
but
money
you can.
Tree,
you cheapen your product.
If you grew a money tree, and this money tree was only going to live, like, say, a year, and you had to find out how to get, like, each time you get a money tree, you have to find a completely brand new way of acquiring this money tree. Or you could take a few clippings of this money tree, plant it, and see if it grows into a better money tree.
Or even if it doesn't grow into, you know, a better money tree, it'll still be a money tree.
Yeah, it might you not know, be like, as good as the first money tree.
Maybe it's not as big as the first money tree, but it's still giving you money from a fucking tree.
And some people you know actually make more money on their second money tree. So you're just like, oh, I got to roll this dice. I got to put some money into this earth and see if I can grow a new money tree.
Yeah, you could be like Harry Potter or something. Yeah. They have like 10 money trees.
Yeah, they got like 100 fucking money trees, and these money trees just won't stop.
And then when you run out of money trees, you split the last money tree into two money trees.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the way to really, really juice the cash out of the money tree.
And then when all the money trees are gone, and you're sitting there counting all the money, you think, reboot. Let's start this money tree cycle all over again.
And then you put a little name plaque on
it. Wouldn't that be some shit
be
if they made
Hulk.
Another 8 Harry Potter movies? Fuck that.
Well, the Harry Potter movies were about the books.
I get it. No, I get it. But we don't need 8 more of those movies.
I would write 8 more books if I was that bitch.
Oh God, yeah.
Just to plant another money tree.
He's like, look, motherfuckers, I got a swimming pool full
of
cash,
and
it's running on empty.
And Hermione's kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Does your lady ever wear your clothing?
No.
Never?
That would be comical.
Like, to bed or something?
No. The size difference would be comical.
The size difference is too comical. Like, if they, like you know, like, if she put on, like, a t-shirt of mine... Like, her neck and shoulder would be coming out of the neck hole.
Like
you know what I mean?
Like, well, he doesn't ever bust out your Peyton jersey or nothing?
Well, no, let me ask you another question. If she were to do that, would you, like, be turned on by that? Like, her wearing your t-shirt or something?
No, not really.
Well, it works for me. And I don't know why. Because...
You love yourself. You're a narcissist.
Yeah.
And nothing would satisfy you more than just to fuck the shit out of yourself. So if you put someone in your own clothes, that arousal's just there for you.
You might as well just give her your glasses while you're doing it, too.
You know, I would prefer...
It's very similar to, like, putting someone into your car and making them listen to your own podcast. As you drive him around.
Like, look, motherfucker, we got 40 miles till we get to your house. We're filling this full of me. The whole way home, me.
But it's not form-fitting. It's not, like, sexy lingerie or something. But when my lady wears, like, my clothing, it works for me, and I don't know why.
I would think it's like a, you know... That's mine kind of deal. Like, you know, it marks her as your property.
You think? It's like a dominance thing?
I don't even know about dominance, but like, this is mine.
Ownership.
Right.
When mine puts on my old Bulldogs jersey from back in the day,
yeah,
makes her boobs look so much bigger. It's awesome. Oh, yeah.
You said when I called you the other day, I asked you if you had a topic for tonight, and you said you wanted to talk about your lady's boobs.
Well, she kept like...
That's just what you said. You said, I want to talk about my lady's boobs.
Well, she kept trying to distract me while I was talking to you.
By showing you her boobs?
Yeah, so I thought that I would one-up her.
Oh.
Do gamesmanship.
Did it work, by the way? Were you distracted?
Yeah.
Was she like shaking them at you?
Yeah. Oh. It was working too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So is this show like foreplay for you and your lady? Like she comes on, listens to you.
She listens to you for an hour and then you
How can you not listen to this voice and keep those panties
when
on?
When you were talking about fucking that cat, I just could barely keep my hand out of my pants.
I'm a coming.
So glad you're home.
I'm a coming to get you.
When you listen to my voice, everything becomes moist. You're just preparing for it. Like, oh my God, my body is so ready. Just whatever you do, don't be gentle. This is a body for riding.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to feel this in my toes. Whenever we get done, I don't want to be able to feel my butt cheeks. I want my kneecaps to go numb. I don't want there to be skin on my shins. I want every part of me to be tingly and good. I want to feel like I'm in a warm bath of your sweat and jizz. I want you to touch me in places that even the doctor can't reach. What you're going to do to me is going to be illegal in like 12 countries. Anti-sodomy rules were written for what we're about to do. And in the end, the bed is going to break in half and burst into flames like a car going over a cliff. And then we're just going to scream. The windows will shake. The church bells will ring. And all the animals will run.
Please don't bring the church bells into it.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Pope resigning. Don't you think we should at least mention that the Pope is resigning?
The only thing we're going to worry about the Pope resigning is because there's no Pope to exorcise the demons that are going to come out of my skull when you screw them out of me. There's going to be rivers of love and sweat just flowing out of our house. You're going to be screaming and yelling, and all the cops will be there. They'll break down the house, and when they'll come in, it'll look like two monsters going at it. It'll look like the devil and Jesus Christ getting into a punching match. Oh. You hear that sound? That's not her screaming. That's me getting in her vagina. That's the sound that my penis makes going back and forth. Rock it! Rock that shit! Yeah! Let's do this!
Foxy Lady.
Yeah, it is Foxy Lady. It was from the Wayne's World soundtrack. This is the sound of two dudes just fucking.
I don't think that sound at all.
Oh, okay, then what is it? Well, why don't you come up with some stuff, Mr. Cummers Up?
I was trying to pull up Foxy Lady while you were...
Yeah, you were really fiddling with that thing.
Like I know, it was taking me a really long time, I'm sorry.
We really shouldn't do things off the cuff, we're really bad
you
at
need
it.
You need a board op, sir.
Yeah, I do.
Or at least we need a producer that is trained on how to do this properly and make us not look like shitheads.
Woo! Foxy Lady!
This would have been so much better like right in the middle of my rant of doing
but it took me a while. I'm sorry.
In post-prod, you can
go ahead and add it in.
Well, I don't know how he's going to do that because
now
I mean,
it's there.
Yeah, it's there now.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we would have to redo it.
So the Pope resigned.
Yeah. He put in his 2 weeks.
It has to do with, like, touching boys, right?
I mean,
that's the only, like, I have no knowledge of what this Pope has done other than...
No, it's...
He probably had something to do with touching
boys. He said that he's getting old and he doesn't think he can do the job well anymore.
He's probably stressed out from getting reports of dudes touching boys all the fucking time.
Yeah, but, like, all the
that's
other
a lot
popes
of shit for him to cover up.
They died. So, like... they were all too old to do the job too, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was touching some boys.
You think?
I'm just going to go out there and say it.
Well, touching boys isn't really that big of a deal. Maybe, like, he was touching a boy and found out that the boy was over 18.
Right, because they've got to be young.
Because then he's a homo.
And they can't have that. The boy's in the Catholic Church.
If the boy's underage, he's a pedophile. Pedophile's cool.
Bible don't say nothing about pedophilia.
Right.
Says a lot of things about being homos. No homos.
Right. So, yeah, the only other thing I had to say was that I think the new Justin Timberlake song sucks.
I haven't even heard it.
I don't like it. I think it's stupid. I think that the only reason anybody likes it is because it's new Justin Timberlake and people are excited. But the song sucks. It's not a good song. I'm not even like a snob that hates Justin Timberlake. I think I've bought both of his albums. He makes interesting music sometimes. I don't like all of it, but I like some of it.
I'm a big fan of pop music.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, Justin Timberlake, I was excited. Oh, he's got a new song. I'll listen to that. It wasn't very good. It sounds
it's generic,
like he's trying to do some show tune shit.
It's generic. The lyrics are stupid. It's bad.
Needs more dubstep.
Yeah, it needs some wubs.
Just some wub in there, and then I'd be good.
Maybe you could team up with Skrillex, and they can put together an album.
You got to that song way quicker.
Well, now I have it up. It's just, it's stupid.
This sounds stupid.
It is. It's really
I can
stupid.
Barely even hear it, and it just sounds stupid.
Yeah. Well,
wow, it sounds that beat very changed real quick.
It sounds very. I skipped it forward.
Either way, that's a pretty big change from the first portion of
it's
the song.
It's very generic. It's boring.
Well, isn't that and like he, isn't he that the says music something he was about doing
like
before?
Like he's hot like an oven, and he says like any cornball line you can think of. He pretty much says.
Didn't he do that originally when he started his career? Maybe this is just him going back to his roots.
I don't know. Well,
I mean, it's not like boy bands are innovative.
Is it better than Britney, bitch?
No.
It's Will I Am and Britney, bitch.
That's my song.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't?
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about?
It's Britney Spears, I guess, new song.
What's the name?
It's a scream and shout, Will I Am and Britney, bitch.
That's one of the lyrics. It's like partying with Will I Am and Britney, bitch. It's pretty funny.
Am I going to be excited about this?
Has she just become a parody of herself? Like, has it gone full circle yet?
I don't know. I would still bang her.
Oh, yeah. So, like, easily.
She's still got a back going for her, right?
Oh, for sure.
Are you watching the video? Is there, like, an intro to this?
This doesn't sound like a Britney Spears song.
That's not the song.
This sucks.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like
this. This is not the
song. Yeah, I don't think he did this right.
I fucked again. It up.
Well, you can listen to it, and how about give us your thoughts next week?
Okay.
Because I'm sure the people listening have heard it.
Oh, that was it. He was about to say Will I Am and Britney,
but
bitch.
That still wasn't this song.
Oh.
Is this it?
Yes, that's the one.
Already. Bring the action. Yeah, this sounds like a Britney Spears song.
I'm not gonna lie, I kinda dig it.
Do you really?
You got fist pump in the club, dude.
This
you can really bang some whores to this.
Didn't he already use this beat for a different Black Eyed Peas song?
Probably, they all sound very similar. At the beginning when I first heard it, I thought it was the Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night song, but it wasn't.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night.
Tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Good, good night. Tonight's the night. We're gonna fight and get it out. This isn't good either. You like this?
Yeah, it's decent.
I liked the song too when it was originally done by the Black Eyed Peas and had different lyrics.
But I'm like on like a techno type kick. Ding, ding, ding. This sounds very similar to a Afrojack song that I like.
I really like listening to who's the band that did that Du Hast song?
Rammstein.
Yeah, I love me some Rammstein. That Euro.
You like the one song that they had?
No, I got a bunch of their albums.
We are living in America.
It's wunderbar. going on and on about how they hate America. It's like, oh, that's funny. The country we bombed into nothingness doesn't like us. Oh, that makes me sad. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.popbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol, with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
I'm gonna miss you. You had such potential. But then again, all good things must come to an end.